Whistleblower Sports Podcast. It's been a while, hasn't it, Steve?
It has, and we do apologize for that.
Conflicting schedules, you know, all that.
You know, regrowing limbs.
It's a little tough.
Hard work. All right, so what we're going to do today is we're going to be watching Game 3. We're actually about a little bit halfway through the first quarter here. Kevin Love just threw a brick. It's 16-8 at this time. Cleveland is winning. Myself and Christian are going to be rooting for Cleveland because he loves LeBron and I hate the Warriors. So
there we go. It's all you really need, right?
So what we're going to talk about first today, probably some of the biggest news, I guess, would be the Game 1 J.R. Smith mishap. So what do you think about that, Christian? What did you think when you saw that?
He's probably the dumbest dude alive. And that's, you know, my squad. But that's one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. He was literally under the basket. I don't care what time it is. I think you got to go for the basket. Fuck trying to waste time. You got to go for it.
That's what I was saying, because they were already in the bonus. So all JR had to do was just put it back up. They were going to foul him. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised when he started running away. When he started running away, I was like, man, he doesn't know what's going on.
He either forgot what side of the court he was on, or I don't know what he was thinking, honestly. Nobody knows what he was thinking except JR.
I thought we were up. And later he said, honestly, I don't know what I thought at that point. So I think he just needs to own it. It unfortunately will probably be one of the worst, I guess, bloopers, you could say, from the NBA in the finals history.
At least I would say so. Cavs had that one. If he puts up that shot or even gets fouled, Cavs win that game, and it's a whole different series.
Do you think it's 2-0 Cleveland right now if they take that first game?
I wouldn't go that far, because Warriors have always been able to bounce back mentally after a tough loss. They're insane. But they definitely wouldn't have gotten blown out, I don't think, in game two like they did had they not had their heads hanging low because of that game one blunder.
True. That's what I was thinking as far as how that game would have turned out. Obviously, they would have won by one. Now, do you place more blame on JR here or more on George who missed the free throw?
I mean, people miss free throws, and especially a tough game-winning free throw like that. I feel like you can give him some slack. You know, it would have been a different story had, you know, Warriors come up with the rebound and taken it down and tried to score. Would cut him a little less slack, but his own teammate got the rebound and just screwed up the play. Had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Ooh, I think Draymond just got a tech. I don't know. Did he get teed up?
I'm like 15 seconds behind you, so I'm watching Draymond get yelled at by his wife.
Okay. I hope you watch this pass by Steph Curry, because it was pretty unreal. It was LeBron-esque.
Well, it's Draymond and Tristan again. They're going head-to-head, and they don't like each other.
I really hope Tristan just says, my life's already ruined. I'm dating a Kardashian. Might as well just, you know, end it all right now and just...
That was an insane pass. I mean, was that Hill? Went right through his hands?
I didn't even know what happened. Oh! All
right.
You're going to be so mad right now. You are. Draymond is on fire right now. He's pissed. He's going to call for a foul. Watch this, man. I think it's because it's on Tristan Thompson, probably, to be honest. But
I hope Draymond gets a T. Does he get a T?
No, not surprisingly. Actually, that was a double technical when I reacted a little bit a second ago. That was them getting a double technical. I didn't know.
That was Tristan and Draymond both getting texts?
Right, yeah. I didn't know. Apparently, I guess, I don't know what Tristan Thompson did, but.
I feel like they're almost using those texts as warnings. You know, hey, we know you guys have beef from the game before or game one. Let's not let that carry over into this game. But it's going to anyway.
Unfortunately, it will. We're going to pull up, I think, with a big brawl. something I always love to see. Not preaching violence.
Man, Steph is bricking tonight.
Hopefully it stays like that, because
I think Steph's 0 for 3.
They don't need him setting any more threes finals records or anything.
Yeah. Screw that.
So, I mean, we talked about JR's big
gaffe. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty bad. Another big topic that's going on right now is, I mean, we could stick to the NBA, but this is probably the hottest topic we're talking about right now is the Eagles, Super Bowl champ Eagles, getting uninvited to the White House.
After they already said they wouldn't go. So, I mean,
Commander-in-Chief said President Trump.
Well, this was after they said they weren't going to send the entire team. They said that they would send whoever wanted to go, which was like a very small number of players
wanted to go. Today that it was only going to be one or two that actually were going to go.
Yeah, and then Trump said, oh, yeah, you're only going to send one. Well, why don't you none of you come?
You're uninvited anyway.
Exactly.
Tell Sarah I didn't want her at my party anyway.
But my favorite, yeah, you're uninvited for my birthday party. The biggest elementary school insult.
Dude, I don't know what's up with that, man. I mean,
well, what I think is worse than this whole drama between the best team in the NFL, arguably, and our president, is that afterwards, Fox News tweets out fake news saying that showing pictures of Eagles players kneeling when they were praying.
It was Zach Ertz.
Yeah, it was pictures of them praying as a team, and they said, like, oh, the Eagles are known for their on-the-field protests during the national anthem. And no, they're not. The Eagles are one of the teams that have explicitly said they do not do that. Like, you can sit in the locker room. They were one of the first ones to do that. You can sit in the locker room. You don't have to come out for the national anthem. Just don't kneel on the field. And the players, you know, the ones who wanted to come out came out, and the ones who didn't, didn't. But nobody ever kneeled on the field. And so for Fox News to say, like, oh, look at them kneeling on the field and using players, pictures of Zach Ertz and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they got instantly called out. Like, Zach Ertz tweeted right afterwards, like, no, that's us praying. What do you want from us? It's a team prayer. Like, what do you want?
That's just crazy to me. I mean, for the guy that preaches, you know, the world is filled with fake news. And then has, you know, that happen. I don't know. This isn't like a bash Trump or bash Fox News thing. Just going off observations, that's what happened. I mean, I get he's insulted. I understand that. I don't think he needs to go on inviting everybody.
Yeah.
I
love that in the wake of all this stuff, all this drama, both players from the Cavs and Warriors have said, whoever wins this series,
they're not going anyway. No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter who wins, they're not going.
Steph Curry was like, don't care if we win, they win, no one's going. LeBron's like, we're not going. Steph Curry's like, we're not going.
I love the NBA even more than I already do. Not only did they already try to cater to the millennial generation anyway, which, by the way, we are not of that typical millennial age that you're thinking of, 23, 95 kids. We're not part of that, like, 17-year-old trendy fad stuff. We don't do the floss dance every time.
I mean, technically, we are millennials. The kids born in the born after, like, 96, 97, I believe, are a different generation. They're not classified millennials. Millennials are, like, 1980 to 96, something like that, or 2000.
But I've read so many different articles that have been saying this after this year, it's millennials. Before this year, it's millennials.
Kids who graduated this year from high school are not millennials. Most of them are,
well, they are
born in either 2000 or 99. They're not millennials.
I would contest that. Let me see here.
The millennial generation is like 80 to 2000, pretty sure.
Kids graduating this year would be in that.
Well, barely. Some of them aren't. There are kids graduating this year who were born in the year 2000. That's crazy to me.
Wasn't there a Jonas about year 2000, or was that year 3000?
Year 3000.
Joe Bros? I'm pretty sure that was in Jimmy Neutron.
Jesus, just keep bricking, Clarkson.
Hey, are you seeing? Okay, did they show you the slow motion replay of Draymond and Tristan just jawing at each other, basically like kissing each other on the lips while they're at it.
Yeah, they don't like each other, and I don't blame them.
It will be a fight. I can almost guarantee it. I don't know if it's gonna be this game, or if they get swept. I feel like Thompson's just gonna say, "Fuck it, we're gonna get swept anyway. I might as well beat his ass while I can."
They're not getting swept. I can tell you that.
Christian, they will be swept. It is not a question.
They are not getting swept. Look at this game. When they're in Cleveland, it is a totally different ball game.
Isn't it Believeland?
Yeah, exactly. Believeland.
Oh, what? Okay.
They showed it before the game. They showed Cavs are 8-1 at home, and at away they're like 4-7, and their points per game is all over the place. Like their at home is like 112, and then away is like 97. Like they cannot seem to get it together when they're on the road.
That's like my boys in Boston. We went, what, 10-1 at home until fucking King LeBron came in and beat us in game 7, I know. But before that, we were 10-0 at home, and we were on and off on the road, which is why we went to 2 rounds of game 7s.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you guys props. You guys put up a fight without Kyrie and that scrappy young team you have. But at the end, no match for LeBron. But who is, you know? Nobody. Not even Jordan.
We'll get to that later. I just, I've been reading some articles here on the millennial generation. So apparently, millennials, anyone born from 1981 to 96. So it's funny that all these people say millennials all the time, but I can guarantee you they aren't thinking of people in their 30s. But there's...
Wait, that's weird. That's exactly what I said. I said some to 96. That's what I said.
I thought it was a little further than that. I'm going to keep looking. No, everything's saying 81 to 96. Okay, fine. All right.
What is the generation after us called, though? Are they post-millennials?
They're Generation Z.
Ah. Those lame kids who like 6'9 and all that stuff. Lil Uzi at 6'9 and
Kodak Black. All these thugs going to jail. Extension. Tekashi.
Garbage. I don't think 6'9's going to jail. I think he's gonna get murdered. Dude's
oh my God.
Dude's starting crap with the wrong people.
Chief is looking for this dude.
Yeah, after he talked a bunch of crap, Chief Keef has been to New York and L.A. 2 days after Tekashi was in New York and L.A.
You know, Chief Keef got shot at, right?
Yeah, in New York, yeah.
New York. And then he found out Tekashi was at L.A. And then he flies to L.A. And I think, I'm pretty sure Tekashi went to New York. So they just swapped again. For real, though, he's running. Honestly, on like a morale... you know, moral overall person basis, I think Tekashi, even though he looks stupid as hell, is probably a lot better of a person than a lot of these rappers. Like, if you don't hear him rap...
I mean, have you heard about his arrests?
Okay, yes. But listen, they all have arrests.
Sleeping with a 13-year-old, that's a little...
She's 16 or 17. That's a little, yeah.
I'd look up the story because I'm pretty sure the girl was 13 or 14. Speaking of
that, whistleblower. But if you look at his videos when he talks, it's like, I don't know. His music doesn't reflect if he's a respectful person or not. But, and again, that's also just like a...
Can we talk about how Kevin Durant just made that three? That was ridiculous.
Everything he does to me, if he wins 5 championships with the Warriors, if he even won 1 in OKC, I feel like that would have been more powerful and more important to everybody in the league
than absolutely. If he
was a freaking future all-time great team. Like, he lost so much respect when he did that. It's just, I guess it's the can't beat him.
I mean, say what you will about LeBron. He didn't go to the number one team in the NBA. He built a team in Miami, you know, using his pull or whatever to get D-Wade and Chris Bosh down there. But
he was already boys with D-Wade. They got Chris Bosh from Toronto, I think.
Yeah. But he didn't go to, like, it's not like the Heat were the number one team in the league and then he went to them.
it's not like the Heat just beat him in the finals or in the Eastern Conference Finals after having a 3-1 lead. Okay, that was dirty, David West. I thought you were better than that. Anyways, sorry about that. He just took out my boy Jeff Green. He used to be on the Celtics. That pissed me off.
Was that JR?
Where was that?
That three from the Cavs. No, it might have been. Oh, that is Jeff Green. Damn. Yeah. He hit a fat three and then got stuffed, got planted on the damn screen.
Oh, and then David West puts his hands up like he didn't just knock his ass to the ground. Like, come on, dude.
That was like a fucking check from hockey.
Yeah, he's like grabbing his ribs. I don't know. I mean, he should get.
And that wasn't a plant either. He wasn't planted.
It's all right. Jeff Green had open heart surgery. Didn't faze him. Where was I at? What was I talking about? Do you recall?
What were you talking about? You were talking about Tekashi 6'9". I don't know why we're still talking about him.
I don't really know what we got on that either.
I'm talking about Generation Z and how terrible
that is. I was talking about KD. Yes. So the original first big three in the last like 20 years was my boys in Boston in 08 when they won the championship their first year. Paul Pierce was already a staple on the Celtics.
Pierce, Rondo, and Garnett. Is that the big three you're referring to?
Technically is Pierce, Garnett, and Ray Allen. Ray Allen came over.
Ray Allen, that's right.
This Supersonic? What was he on before the Celtics? I don't exactly remember. He came because Paul Pierce recruited him. KG came from Minnesota. And, you know, they did it. And then they also developed Rondo into an all-star point guard that still is dropping dimes to this day. He was on the Supersonics. You're right. Okay. So then that was the whole Miami thing kind of got big after they did that. But Kevin Durant, dude, like, what are you doing, man?
Damn, LeBron's eye still looks bad.
It's pretty savage. I just looked at it. It's.
And I can't believe Draymond didn't get a fucking call for that.
That little fit he threw?
No, the hand he put in LeBron's eyeball.
Oh, I actually didn't see that.
They didn't get a foul on it. He put his left hand into his face and eye. They didn't call anything. They called, like, something stupid.
Of course it was Draymond. Why wouldn't it be Draymond?
Ridiculous.
I'm tired of that fool. And he says he's not a dirty player. Okay.
He kicks people in the nuts and he tries to fight TT all the time.
It just doesn't make any sense, dude.
Damn, like, LeBron's eyes are so bad.
Like, head high, and you end up kicking him in the nuggets, too. Still?
Yeah.
And then you poke LeBron's eye out, basically, and give him, like, a blood red eye for, like, what, 4 days now?
It's been almost spicy, week, dude. Fine.
Spicy. Well, I mean, that's the end of what? The first quarter, 29-28. LeBron.
Let's take this one. There's no way in hell they get
swept. Are they already? It's not even over yet.
I'm just telling you, there's no way in hell Cavs get swept. They don't. It doesn't happen.
What happens if they do?
If they do, we already have a bet. It's an ass tat.
That's not this, though.
What was that for? That was for this. You said Cavs would get swept.
Oh, my gosh, Christian. You've been drinking too much up there in Boise?
No, I actually haven't drank in weeks. And stone sober.
Pause, Christian. 2 weeks sober. Proud of you.
I'm like 4 weeks sober, dude.
4 weeks. 4 weeks. No more.
Not even on purpose. It's just like Target keeps working me. Keeps working me weekends, and I can't go out Friday nights because I work Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings, and they just won't let me have a weekend off so I can go to get blacked out.
Work tricking turned you into a man, dude.
It sucks. I don't want to be a man. I want to stay a college kid forever.
Oh, my God, said Donald Trump. And so what I was going to bring up was something that we agreed upon, which Dylan is the witness. Shout out to our boy behind the scenes, Dylan, coming up with our content. You know, he's our content research stats guy slash producer slash Canadian slash smartest guy we know.
Slash self-conscious about his voice.
Correct. Also, one of the things, which is why he's not on here. But
dude, JaVale's rat tail needs to go. I'm sick of looking at it.
Don't you just want to cut it off with like hedge clippers?
Yeah, I want someone to pull it out.
I just want to fucking shave it off. But
anyway, what were you saying?
Our bet is the ass tat, but it is that LeBron James will not be on Cleveland next year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In this case, if he is not on Cleveland, Christian will be getting a tattoo about the size of a mini pancake, I guess, in diameter, probably with the logo and everything, that, you know, Daddy will pay for. That will have his new team's logo and dash James underneath it with his new number, with the quote that I came up with that says, "Loyalty is just a type of tea." Because I'm a tea.
Terrible.
I'd love to see that on your budget, to be honest. Now, if he's on the Cavaliers next year, which I'm praying to God he isn't.
He's going to be.
It's hurt a lot. Actually, I could actually ask you, does it hurt a lot, Christian? I mean, you've already had one before.
What, a tattoo on your ass?
What's...
I mean, you've had tattoos. You know how it feels. And
I have a bunch, but...
Well, your butt looks pretty tender. So, honestly, it's pretty painful. I only have one other tattoo, but my leg wasn't nearly as bad as my butt cheek.
I feel like it's meaty, though, so it should be able to, like, withstand more pain. Maybe have less nerves than, like... You know, you had it down your ankle. That's, like, in your bone.
But it's, like, squishy muscle and, like, fat, so you can, like, sit down comfortably, you know? So it's not, like...
Okay. Oh, wow, that would be tough for me, dude. I'm in a wheelchair. For now. I gotta sit on that all day? I'm gonna ruin my tat.
No, you gotta lay down on top of his table and get your butt tatted.
But after that, well, it's healing. What am I supposed to do?
Sit on it. I mean, I sat on my tattoo, and it turned out fine. You don't have to worry about the sun damaging your tattoo, at least.
True. Anyways, so if I lose, which would mean LeBron is still on the Cavaliers, which will not happen. Go ask anybody.
We're going to get a big tattoo of LeBron's face, and it says GOAT23 on his ass. It's going to be great.
That was not the agreement, folks. The agreement, which would be notarized in contractual paperwork from Dylan Raper. Mobile notary. He lives in Lakeside, people, if you need a mobile notary, just saying. it will be a quote that says, "Long live the land," maybe with their logo next to it, because I'm all right with their logo. And then his number, 23, and James next to it.
I don't remember agreeing to this. I remember.
And I have. A, I don't.
I remember the ass tattoo bet, and I vaguely remember the terms, but I don't remember the specifics of what goes on your tattoo.
Was it more than 4 weeks?
Come on, Korver.
I know. I don't know why he shot that.
I mean, Korver can make. Oh, okay. Oh my God! The easiest layup in the entire world, and you fuck it up.
LeBron made that though. LeBron's got this.
Jesus no Christ, doubt. Please, God. Damn, Steph Curry's throwing up bricks. He's trying to build houses out there.
Wait, what's your score right now?
33-28.
I'm at 35-28. Okay.
35-28. No, I just got
timeout. It's not. It's about to go timeout. So, that's not too bad.
Warriors, come out and play.
You know, it's hard for people like me and you to say that LeBron and MJ are in any way comparable.
I mean, why?
But for one,
they never played against each other?
No, they didn't.
I said they never played against each other. That's what I said.
No, that's why it's hard to make it a comparable thing.
Yeah, but I mean, 8 straight finals appearances, averaging like 39 points a year, or 39 points a game every year.
But the thing is, they play different positions. It's just, Michael was a shooting guard slash small forward, and the King is just, he's bigger. Okay, so if you want to look at it from right now, the head-to-head comparisons, NBA championships, LeBron James 3, MJ 6, okay?
Yeah, he had a better team. How many championships do you think Steph Curry will win in his career? Probably 6.
That's different.
I think with the stacked-ass team the Warriors have, they'll probably win 6 before he's done. And that's not saying Steph Curry is a better player than Michael Jordan, or he's comparable to even to Michael Jordan. They're a great team.
Nobody says Bill Russell's the best player ever. He has 10 championships.
Yeah, or Larry Bird. I mean, you can't just say 6 championships, he's the best.
Okay, but in comparison, when you're debating on who's better, MJ or the King, it's kind of like when you have to look at certain metrics to kind of base your argument on.
Has LeBron ever lost in the first round of the playoffs? No, never.
I don't think LeBron. I don't think MJ did either.
MJ did. The Bulls lost in the first round of the playoffs at least once.
Okay. Well, I know that Michael Jordan never lost a finals series.
Okay, that's fair. LeBron also has 8 straight.
Which is also impressive in itself. So if you compare the two, I mean, yes, LeBron has half as many, but he's also had half as good of players, as well as he's got the 8 straight.
So that? After this year, when Cavs win, he'll be 4 for 8 in finals. And that'll basically, you know, shooting 50%, that's pretty good. That's pretty good stats from the field. You know, 50% in finals, that's pretty good. I don't know what Jordan's record is. I don't know how many he went to versus how many he won. Is he 6 for 6?
I believe so. I'm going to keep looking up. That's what I've remembered my whole life. I could be wrong, just thinking incorrectly. But if you want to, like, get down to it... Finals MVP, 6 for Jordan.
Naturally.
3 for LeBron. So every time they've won the finals MVP. Makes sense. 2 best players ever to play the game. All-Star games, they're both tied at 14. That's really good. Playoffs played, 13. That must mean 13 years, I'm assuming, because... Wouldn't make sense to be 13 series.
Yeah.
They're both at 15 seasons right now. Obviously, LeBron's going to play a little longer than Jordan did if he didn't... Okay, that was a stupid shot. If he didn't absurdly go to baseball, the White Sox to think he's going to do anything there, he would have had probably the equal same amount that LeBron's going to play. Season MVPs, LeBron still's got a little bit to go. This year's not over, but they're saying the expected winners to be James Harden, which does not make any sense to me, to be honest, because who's the most valuable player this year? Without a doubt, you cannot say that this team would even be in the playoffs without this player.
LeBron James.
See, and that's a lot of people are starting to say that now, like Jay Williams, I'm pretty sure Jalen Rose said it. But it just makes no sense to me. I mean, like, yeah, he played a hell of a season. He played a lot of games, but do you see James Harden putting in 40 minutes in his second game 7? I don't think so.
I mean, is MVP, I don't know, does it supposed to encompass the playoffs also? Because James Harden had a great regular season.
After the end of the season.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it does encompass the playoffs, even if it didn't, I think –
LeBron still beats
you
him.
Look at the Cavs without LeBron, they're probably not even a playoff team. To be honest.
My God, no, not even a chance.
Rockets probably the same way, to be honest. Rockets without Harden are not nearly as good. But no, they might squeak in as an 8 seed or a 7 seed.
I don't care. If they have a CP3, which they did for most of the year, except for maybe 60 games, and including that half a game 6 and then game 7, they make it there. They still have Clint Capella. They still have P.J. Tucker. They have Trevor Ariza. They still got plenty of people that can do work. I mean, not saying the Cavs don't have anybody, but There's something they're missing. If they don't have LeBron, they don't have a main scorer. They don't have a main defender. They don't have a single person that can take on every position. Like, you just don't have it. Now, as far as going back to the LeBron MJ thing, this one stat might bother you. How many times has LeBron been the scoring leader of the league? Just guess.
Zero.
Once,
okay.
How many times was MJ the leader of the league in scoring?
More.
10 times.
Okay.
10 times out of his 15 years, he was the best scorer in the league.
That's ball hog.
Pretty okay. I'm sure Russell Westbrook's been playing this whole time. Practically the same time as LeBron. And
well, how many times was Kobe the MVP or the leading scorer in the league? Probably out of his like 15 years, he was probably like 13 because he held the ball. He was the douche about it.
I don't know. I mean, I think that argument's kind of gone out of the door. Once we've seen, as far as how long Kobe's been now, what we've seen from LeBron since then has, I think, easily put him past Kobe. Yeah, by far. He's just bigger, better, faster, stronger. I don't know about better score overall. Like, Kobe had a 3 that would put you to sleep, but I think he's better than Kobe without a doubt. But as far as like stats, you get into it pretty close on almost everything. Actually, NBA season regular season stats total for Michael Jordan's 30, LeBron's 27, rebounds 7-6 LeBron, assists 7-5 LeBron, steals 2-1 LeBron or Jordan, sorry. And then blocks per game, they both average 0.8. So, I mean, there's a lot of stats to go over with it. Wow. LeBron is actually a better three-point shooter than Jordan. Didn't know that. Not a better free throw shooter, though. That's definitely obvious. Anyways, you obviously think he's better, correct? Christian. Buddy. Christian, you there?
Some technical difficulties.
Let's do a podcast for that. I do not know what the last of you guys were able to hear, but I would say everything after 31:45 on our last segment, you could just disregard everything after that. It's probably just me talking to nobody or just dead silent, so I don't know. So we come back. I see LeBron landed on his ankle pretty funny. Yeah, that's a little worrisome.
He's too tough. He's
You mean he's about to get some hardcore oxy and keep going? Yes.
No, I mean he's about to get a hate fire going. And he's going to, like, use that rage-filled erection of his to just destroy the fucking Warriors. Destroy the Warriors.
Yeah, and I don't see the Warriors as on tonight. If you saw that pretty pathetic lob by Draymond Green to Bell, who I do like because he's from Oregon. Shout out, Go Ducks. I mean, they're just looking for shots that aren't there. Kind of like that lob. That wasn't even really that close. What do you think about the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, the Knights are not winning, and that is making me very, very happy. Go Caps. Did Ovechkin finally win a Stanley Cup final? He's never even been there. This is his first. It's about time Washington put it all together. They've been like the number one team in the East for like 4 years, and they're finally in the Stanley Cup finals.
Do you know why they're there?
Why?
Because everyone else in the East is garbage. And they got TJ Oshie. He couldn't do that before.
It's fair.
And I don't know.
But do you think Vegas deserves to win a championship in their first year in Vegas?
Hell yes, I do.
I say absolutely not. I think
Thomas isn't one of the best storylines you've ever heard.
1 year in a city.
A team full of rejects.
Rejects? Like, they got to pick from like every roster.
Like Eric Howla, who is on our third line. Yes, he's young. Yes, he has potential, just like all these guys. But all these guys got let go or picked for a reason. You couldn't pick the top players on each team. You're picking subs. Okay, you're not picking LeBron. You're picking Andre Iguodala. You're picking a bunch of Andre Iguodalas, not a bunch of LeBrons. And basically, they all came together what everyone thought was going to be some rebuilding team. And then the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, you know the thing about hockey, Steve? The thing about hockey is that the average shift in the NHL is 45 seconds. So Ovechkin only plays 45 seconds at a time, and the people under him have to cover the rest of that. So
they only play 45 seconds at a time.
Yeah, so you have to have a pretty deep team in order to be good. So I'm not knocking the Golden Knights for being, you know, non-deep or anything like that. I don't think that picking from everyone else's rosters gave them a disadvantage. It definitely gave them an advantage.
If you think about how expansion teams usually go, okay, it took a long time for my Minnesota Wild to even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But how did they do it? Was it their goaltending? Was it their coaching? Was it their offense? Was it their defense?
When did the Wild come into the league?
2000.
Okay. One could argue that the NHL was a different place in 2000 than in 2018. That's almost 20 years of a difference. I think in 2000, the shift length was 45 seconds. It was probably somewhere around a minute to a minute 15.
There's more depth now.
So you matter as much. Nowadays, depth is super important because your shifts are so much shorter and so much more fast-paced.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, I get that. I don't know, it's just... Let me take a look here.
Cavs got a 12-point lead.
Okay, let me just say that it took the Wild 8 years to even win first place in the Northwest Division. Okay, they didn't even make it to the playoffs until their third year, which they lost in the conference finals to Anaheim. But other than that, man, I mean, like, yes, we've made it for the last 5-6 years, but it was a long time coming, dude. The first year you're even a franchise that this team is just made out of nothing to have a bunch of subs. Okay, the subs are the starters, and the subs are the subs. Okay, so
I'm not knocking them for, you know, persevering and making a good team out of.
I feel you. That makes me want to see them win, though. Don't you want to see history like that?
Stanley Cup. The rest of us grind for our championships. Nobody deserves one in their first year as a franchise.
Okay, I could see where you're coming from as far as that goes. You would think I would feel that way as far as, like, Minnesota, right? We came in as an expansion team. Took us a long time to get into the finals.
18 years, if you finally won one, I'd be proud of you. Yeah, it took 18-year grind, but you finally
won. I like that. I think the only reason I don't feel a bit of sympathy for the Capitals, and I don't really want them to win, is because they've already had 5 chances to get that far. Just in the last, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
They've lost 5 series when they were up 3-1. That's more than any other franchise in history, okay?
They're joke artists. They're like the kids.
Yeah. That's why I was completely shocked they even made it this far. Which is like, yes, they finally like pushed past that well that they had. It was like, okay, we're up 3-1. We could still lose. I'm glad they got past that. I like Ovi. Jason, yes, you're my friend. But I want the Knights to win. I don't think it's going to happen. But if it's going to happen to anybody, they will lose another 3-1 series. And I think it could happen.
I would prefer if that didn't happen. I mean, I'd want it to be interesting. I don't want it to be a 4-1 blowout, but...
Right. I mean...
I don't know. Ovi's been in the league so long and has been suffering through terrible, terrible coaching, which is an issue that they've had in the last 4 years, definitely, while they've choked away playoff games.
Yeah.
Cavs just hit a 3 and made it 13 as the lead. Nice.
Wait, what's the score?
50-37.
Oh, it's 52-14. As of right now.
Well, I switched streams during our little technical difficulty break because I was sick of watching it in standard definition. You know, I wanted to watch it in HD. So it put a little more of a delay on our
That's not a thing. Standard definition, thing in the past.
It should not exist, to be honest.
Riley and I are about to move, and we're not even getting cable. We're just having really fast internet.
That's a good choice, honestly.
Well, yeah, man. We're about to do Hulu Live, so I'm about to still watch the games. Of course, Whistleblower Sports can't go without watching games. That's just not going to happen.
You just got to get yourself a Reddit account. Get on that subreddit NFL streams so you watch all games.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, bro. It's on Reddit.
The games are on Reddit?
Yes. Well,
like Twitter?
They link to outside sites, but they're...
Oh, but they're on there, though, like enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. LeBron just got cut off a hook on Curry. It's like, dude, Curry's guarding King Kong, okay? He's like Jack Black, and LeBron James is huge. He's my size. LeBron James is Ian Greenquist, okay?
Yeah, I get you.
I don't know, man. LeBron's, he's just too savage, man. No one can match his intensity. I mean, that's the thing when I'm talking about the MJ versus LeBron thing. I wish I could have seen, like, in person and live, MJ's intensity compared to LeBron's.
Yeah.
Because I think LeBron has, like, a fire that I've never seen in any athlete, other than maybe Conor McGregor, but that's more of, like, a psycho kind of thing. Because obviously, he's got some issues.
Yeah.
From the last stunt. But as far as like being a good person and having that like cut your throat mentality, that's LeBron. He's like the epitome of the superstar athlete that you want to be.
He's the GOAT, man.
It's going to take, I think, a few more years for me to say that. But I'd like to think that I've watched the GOAT my entire life, you know. Instead of MJ being the GOAT, I'd rather him be.
Yeah, because but in 20 years, we might have another GOAT.
Who do you think has the best chance to be the next GOAT?
Well, I think we would have to see LeBron retire first. I don't know. And the thing about the greatest of all time is they come out of nowhere.
LeBron didn't come out of nowhere. LeBron came straight out of freaking Akron, Ohio high school, bro.
Yeah, he came out of high school and was like, I'm just going to
dominate. How many people make it out of high school before they did the whole one-and-done bullshit? KG. Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond is technically the last player to do that. He's a big man, so it's kind of hard to compare their games. KG's a Hall of Famer, dude. Like, these guys that get picked number one, I'd say anywhere from, like, 1 through 10 that come out of high school like that, they're, like, destined for greatness. I mean, I kind of would like to see that now, but then again, like, college basketball wouldn't be as hyped up as it is because they wouldn't have super teams. They wouldn't have the Duke fucking Villanova things that happen all the time where they're, you know, constantly in the national championship game. But okay, if I had to pick two people right now to be the next GOAT, I'd say the best chance is going to be Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
Or my boy Jason Tatum.
I don't know. I would say that's GOAT, but, you know, maybe next best in the league.
Okay, yes.
Something like future MVP. That's possible.
Yeah. I guess people are saying that about KD, though. But I kind of rule him out, dude. He's got a super team. I don't know.
What is the hardest foul on LeBron against Curry for?
That hook that I was talking about.
They called it a charge or what?
Like, well, they said he hooked his arm around him and pushed him down, which was bullshit because Steph Curry is, what, 190 pounds and LeBron's 260? Like, what is going to happen?
Exactly.
LeBron
wants to back him over. He'll back him over.
Ooh! Iguodala's going back to the locker room. There goes your sixth man.
Oh, LeBron.
KD, dude. Anyways. I mean, that's pretty much everything we have to go over for today. We can continue the podcast until halftime. It's about 20 seconds. Other than that, we're just going to...
Damn, Steve, I went from a 15-second delay to a minute delay.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
So you get for going HD, dude. White privilege, man.
I get for getting HD and not having a TV in my room.
Oh, that'll do it. Oh, KD hits that three with 0.8 seconds left. Didn't dirty like that. Instead of being up eight, they're up actually up nine. My bad. They're up six now. So
doesn't matter. Cavs win.
Not yet, folks, but probably. So that's it from me. It's your boy Steve, Cyborg Steve,
and it's your boy Christ. Follow me on Instagram at ChristTheOnly. Follow us at Whistleblower Sports.
Man, yeah, sounds good, man.
Stuff. You know, see me party. You'll see it.
All right. Later.
See ya.